I think it was. Oh, look at that. Cody's ready.
And now,
thank you, Bear.
It's time for your Arizona Sports Starting Five. You can't go to work without knowing these five huge stories. Here's Doug Franz and Ron Wolfley.
Number five.
Number five this morning is, this is somewhat appropriate, because when do you start voting for the All-Star team? You start voting in May, and you have a very apathetic fan base compared to other National League cities. So the Diamondbacks have one human being in the entire rankings of getting All-Star votes. That's A.J. Pollock, and he's 13th. That means he's still 10 spots away from actually being a starting outfielder for the All-Star team. Diamondbacks not well represented.
You know what? It sums up May, does it not?
And that's when you vote.
Number four.
Earl Thomas, Aaron Donald, Julio Jones, and now just announced yesterday, Khalil Mack. All missing minicamp. Now, the Earl Thomas thing is kind of old news. Aaron Donald, it was kind of old news. You knew that. Julio Jones hadn't said anything until recently. Now he's missing. And Khalil Mack is getting ready to get paid. This last year of his contract, he's still going to make $8.8 million. So he's walking away, quote-unquote, we know he'll be back, of $8.8 million, but it's the last year. That's not enough for him.
Of all the guys you mentioned right there, there's no doubt about it. Earl Thomas is the one that catches my interest the most.
How come?
Just because it's the Seattle Seahawks and because that team has been unraveled.
Yeah, that's why I kind of look at it as that's part of why he's holding out, too.
Number three.
So everybody that's a professional athlete always looks at the baseball collective bargaining agreement and thinks, boy, I want something like that. I want a CBA like that with that kind of guaranteed money. But how often in baseball do you get eight-year contracts? Oliver Ekman-Larson is nearing in on an eight-year contract with the Arizona Coyotes. That would mean five of the six defensemen are signed, and once they get that done, according to Craig Morgan on ArizonaSports.com, he says a deal with Jamerson is going to be done very, very soon as well, and therefore you'll have all six of them.
I love extensions, especially long-term extensions.
8 years,
but
though?
But 8 years? I'm not a fan.
Number two.
Number two, this is pretty cool. We are live inside Cardinals headquarters right now. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It is the last 3 days of the Cardinals offseason all across the NFL. Starts today's mandatory mini camp where you get fined if you're not here. And how about that? Four huge names that are not attending minicamp across the league, yet the Cardinals have no absentee issues that we know of.
Minicamp has changed so much, based on needs. It really has. We'll talk about this as the show unfolds. And not only that, but Sam Bradford and his reps, they're going to be increased. What does it mean?
Number one.
Numero uno.
Unbelievable. And the last thing you need to know this morning, the number one story as you get to work, it was one of those games where everybody in the city that saw it is going to be talking about. The Arizona Diamondbacks down 5-0, get a 3-run homer from Jake Lamb to tie it. They score 4 runs on wild pitches and balks in the 8th. Pirates fall apart. D-backs take game 1 of the series. They win 9-5. The key is them coming together over a butt.